WSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities in Los Angeles are going after arsonists and looters trying to take advantage of the worst fires in Los Angeles history. At a press briefing, Los Angeles District Attorney Nathan Hochman says that two suspects in particular could be facing life in prison.
Mr. Peoples is is committed two prior violent or serious felonies. This is his third. As a potential three-strike person, he is looking at life in prison.
About 25 individuals were taken into custody in the Eaton fire area, while four were arrested in the Palisades area. Americans face a massive tax increase at the end of this year unless the 119th Congress extends the current Trump tax cuts. The group Americans for Prosperity this morning is launching an eight-figure nationwide campaign to inform voters they need to get involved. AFP Vice President Akash Shaguli says the issue is a little-known provision in the Trump tax cuts enacted back in 2017.
The individual side tax cuts and then some key business provisions for small businesses and others were set to expire at the end of 2025, which means that absent action from Congress and the president, Americans will see a massive tax hike at the end of the year. We want to make sure people are aware of the fact that that tax hike is coming if Congress doesn't act and urge them to act to extend and build on those tax cuts.
Americans for Prosperity is seeking grassroots support nationwide to help preserve the Trump cuts. More information can be found on the website protectprosperity.com. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 358 points. This is SRN News. Christian ministries are rushing to help victims of the L.A. fires.
Operation Blessing is teaming up with World Vision and Mercury One. They're rushing aid to residents of the city and surrounding areas devastated by wildfires that seem to spring up without warning and consume large swaths of property and land. Operation Blessing says it has people on the ground assessing the situation and determining how best to help. Solar flashlights, hygiene kits, and other items are already being handed out to evacuees. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Polish government says it will not seek to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at this month's events marking the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. The need for this unusual announcement was prompted by the International Criminal Court, which has declared Netanyahu a war criminal over Israel's battle with Hamas. This is SRN News. A Trump-appointed judge has ruled that special counsel Jack Smith's report on Donald Trump can be released to the public. We hear more on the story from correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting.
A federal judge says the Justice Department can release special counsel Jack Smith's investigative report on President-elect Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case. The ruling from the U.S. District Judge, who was appointed to the bench by Trump, is the latest back and forth in a court dispute over the report from the special counsel who prosecuted Trump in two cases the Justice Department abandoned in November. Earlier, the judge had temporarily blocked the department from releasing the report. She later cleared the way for the release of the volume on Trump's 2020 election interference case. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.